Well, with teens, I mean, one issue is that anyone under 18 can't legally provide their own consent to participate. We want to make sure they agree and they give their assent, and we have them sign, but like technically their parent has to sign or their guardian. So that becomes tricky, I think, because it's just one more person. Logistically, it's one more person whose schedule we have to work with to be able to get everybody to come in. And also because we want to make sure the teens feel comfortable answering questions about sensitive topics. So if we have questions about their substance use or their sexual behavior, we want them to know that that's confidential, even though their parent has to be there to give permission that we're committed to keeping that material confidential and that we'd like them to be open. And that's important too. We want them to to feel that they can trust us and to tell us what's really going on in their lives. That also comes up because we do ecological momentary assessment, which involves calling adolescents when they're out there in their regular lives and asking what they're doing, who they're with, what their mood is like right now. And we want them to be able to be honest and open during those too. So I think that adds a few other levels of challenge. First of all, just reaching people during their busy lives, getting them to agree to provide us with this time. We try to keep the calls really short, but still. And also, providing kind of this open and non-judgmental kind of atmosphere where they feel comfortable saying, "I just smoked a joint," or "I'm out driving with my friends," or something that might not be what they're supposed to be doing or what their parents would like to know that they're doing, but was what really is going on for them.